With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. More than 235 suspected members of an ultra-violent Venezuelan gang have been deported by the Trump administration, sent to a maximum security prison in El Salvador despite a federal judge's order against their deportation.
President Trump relied on an obscure 18th century law to deport the men, and lawyers arguing that it applied only to wartime got a judge to block the deportations. He added that any planes in the air should turn around. But they landed anyway, and the president of El Salvador posted a comment on X saying, oopsie, too late. The White House spokeswoman said the judge's order had no lawful basis.
The BBC's Peter Hyatt, along with the suspected Tren de Agua members, other deportees include suspected MS-13 gangbangers. Ending the war in Ukraine, that's the agenda as President Trump talks tomorrow with Russia's Vladimir Putin. Once a staple of international shortwave broadcasting, shifting to more of an online presence in recent years, under the Trump administration, the VOA has fallen silent.
For the past 83 years, the government has operated Voice of America and other pro-democracy media organizations. But those international broadcasts went silent over the weekend after virtually the entire 1,300-person staff for VOA was put on leave, and grants were pulled at Radio Free Asia and other government-backed outlets. The White House issued a statement accusing the broadcasters of peddling radical propaganda. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, weekend of volatile weather across the Midwest and the South, more than 3 dozen deaths, hundreds of homes and businesses destroyed. Fierce winds in the forecast today along the East Coast, torrential rains, potentially flooding rains in the Northeast. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 200 points. This is SRN News. A mainline Protestant denomination embraces the LGBT agenda.
Leaders of the Presbyterian Church USA have amended the organization's constitution to bar discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and so-called gender identity. Meanwhile, a separate proposal that would require any prospective PCUSA clergyman to answer questions about his stance on homosexuality is still being considered by the churches. Mainline denominations have increasingly embraced the LGBT agenda and lost membership as a result. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republican lawmakers in Kentucky have added several medical exceptions to the state's near-total abortion ban. They say they want to provide clarity to doctors now fearful of breaking the law for terminating pregnancies while treating expectant mothers with grave health complications. GOP supporters say the bill offers clear guidelines for doctors in medical emergencies while maintaining Kentucky's strict prohibitions against abortion. This is SRN News. There's a manhunt underway following the latest horrific crime to shock New York City.
A man is set on fire in Times Square and is recovering. Police are searching for a suspect. They say around 4 a.m. Sunday morning, officers saw the 45-year-old victim and put out the flames. He's in stable condition. Video and images from the scene show the victim walking shirtless, accompanied by firefighters after the flames were put out. Footage of the man being treated in an ambulance shows burns to his face, neck, chest, and arms. In December, a woman was killed when she was set on fire on the subway. A suspect was arrested a short time later. Julie Walker, New York.
Responding to U.S. airstrikes, a leader of the Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen vowing to step up attacks on American and Israeli targets in the Mideast. More details at SRNnews.com.